Take a couple of long deep in and out breaths. Have them sweep through the body, cleaning out all the cobwebs. Because when you're focusing on your body, you'll notice there are little patterns of tension here and there. And they're connected usually with a lot of the ways you've been thinking. We hold on to little thoughts. And they get lodged in the energy of the body. And everything gets blocked. So take some time where you can clean things out. Clean out the body, clean out the mind. Think of the breath sweeping through the body. Thoughts of the past, thoughts of the future. For the time being, they don't have any importance. What has importance is what you're doing right here, right now. Putting your body and mind in good shape. Sometimes we're accused of just looking after ourselves. But you have to look after yourself. You're not only looking after yourself, but you have to give some time to the mind, especially. It's working all the time. It needs time to rest. And not just rest, but also be rest and be alert at the same time. So that you can see what you're doing that's causing unnecessary stress and you can stop it. We have that choice. We have lots of habits. And we tend to think that the way we've been habitually doing things is the way things have to be done. That we have no choice. This is why when the Buddha was teaching and people learned his Dharma, many of them said it was like someone who had taken something that was overturned and turned it right back up, brought a light into the darkness, showing that a lot of the patterns of thinking, patterns of breathing, that you thought just had to be that way, don't have to be that way. The way the mind is causing unnecessary stress for itself really is unnecessary. You have choices. There are alternatives. There are skills you can develop right here. Clean things out. That way when you have to think, everything in the body and everything in the mind is ready. The image they like to use in the forest tradition is that you have to sharpen a knife. You use it day after day. And if you don't stop to sharpen it, it's going to get dull and you can't really use it properly. It's like taking time out to eat. You have to work, work, work. But if you do nothing but work all the time, the body gets worn out. You have to rest. You have to eat. So think of the meditation as food for the mind, sharpening the mind, cleaning the mind out. Something that has to be done every day. While here at the monastery, you can do it all day long. That's a deep cleaning. And to make sure that you keep up the good habits every day of cleaning it out wherever you go. That's how we take care of the mind. That's how we get to use the mind in its fullness. In other words, we don't carry unnecessary tension around. We don't carry unnecessary thoughts around. And the mind is open. It can put down a lot of its burdens. And then when the time comes to think, the time comes to look at things, you're looking and thinking with a lot more clarity. So make sure you take time to look after the mind every day. It's your most important possession, so treat it well.